June 2007, Section 3, Question 4. This one is a flaw question. We're looking for what the argument is vulnerable to. And it says, many corporations began decorating their halls with motivational posters in hopes of boosting their employees' motivation to work productively. So they're putting motivational posters in order to boost motivation to work productively. However, almost all employees at these corporations are already motivated to work productively. So almost everybody already is motivated. So these corporations' use of motivational posters is unlikely to achieve its intended purpose. So they're not going to work. Now, with this one, I first off had to get past the fact that anytime I hear about motivational posters, I think about the website despair.com and demotivators, which are one of my favorite things. If you haven't seen them, you should go check them out. But what's important for this is that the conclusion of the argument is it's not going to work, or in other words, it will not boost their productivity or their motivation to work productively. And the evidence is they're already motivated to work productively. Now, the problem with this is a difference of whether you are motivated to productive and whether you can boost that. You could already be motivated and get more motivated. Motivation is a sliding scale. You can have different degrees. So just because they are motivated to work productively doesn't mean that you can't make them more motivated. And so that's our problem. So A, fails to consider whether corporations that do not use motivational posters would increase their motivation, employees' motivation. We don't actually care at all about the corporations that don't use motivational posters. B, takes for granted that with respect to employees' motivation to work productively, corporations that decorate their halls are representative of corporations in general. Once again, it doesn't really matter about corporations in general. All we care about is this particular group, those that are using them. C, fails to consider that even if motivational posters do not have one particular benefit, they may have similar effects that are equally beneficial. No, it's a question of whether it will have that intended purpose. Then D, does not adequately address the possibility that employee productivity is strongly affected by factors other than motivation. It's not about overall productivity. The goal is to boost their motivation. And then E, fails to consider that even if employees are already motivated to work productively, motivational posters may increase that motivation. And that would be our correct answer. That's exactly what we said. Just because they are motivated doesn't mean that they can't become more motivated. Now, one of my favorite of the demotivators posters is one that says, if all it takes to motivate you is a pretty picture and a trite saying, you probably have a very easy job, one that robots will be doing soon. And so that's an example of what a demotivator would be. But in this case, E is our correct response. It says, just because you are motivated doesn't mean you can't become more motivated. And therefore, E is the correct response.